On this week's episode of HPDHQ, Hide, Lock, Take, How to Avoid Becoming a Victim of a Car Break-In.
Welcome back to another episode of HPDHQ, Huntersville Police Department's official podcast. I'm Odette Saglambeni, the Public Information Officer for Huntersville PD.
Hey, I'm Lieutenant Vaughn of the Personnel and Training Division. How you doing today, Odette?
Oh, it's great. Everything's great.
This seems like every week you come in and it's great.
Because it's stressful. Kids are home and not in school.
Yeah, that can be stressful. I saw you pull in this morning in the minivan. Has your minivan ever been broken into before?
No, actually it hasn't.
How?
Why would anybody want to break into a minivan?
How did you end up in a minivan? That's like everybody's. Nobody wants to be in a minivan.
No,
how did you end up in a minivan?
Nobody wants to be in a minivan until they have to be in a minivan. Call it my swagger wagon. It's not a minivan.
I'm buying you a bumper sticker. That says, I'm still cool.
I am still cool.
Barely.
You know, when you have three kids who are all in these giant car seats, the minivan is the most practical option.
So you're
saying...
You
don't have to worry about doors swinging open and slamming. It's actually... I was very much against it when we were first looking, when we were having baby number three. When having, you know, three kids under the age of five. We were looking for cars. We were looking at large SUVs. And my husband said, I know you don't want to, but we should really look at minivans because they're just so spacious.
Remind me to say something to your husband the next time I see him.
He was all about it.
I've seen you get out of a car before, too. You get out of it like a gorilla anyhow, so you need all the space you can get. Your arms are flying everywhere. Legs are flying. Kids are flying out of the doors.
Oh, it was a lot cheaper, too, than some of these large SUVs.
Keep making excuses.
I didn't want to pay much money.
Keep making excuses.
But listen, so I start driving it. I'm like, I hate this thing. I don't want to drive this giant minivan. And then I start using it, and the seats, they slide independent of one another. We got a Honda Odyssey. And the seats slide so the kids can get into the back. And
you're growing up before our eyes.
I know. And I actually enjoy it now.
Now I'm thankful to have stopped with one because I still have my pickup, and my wife has an SUV, and I can drive whatever we want. I could see how that'd be spacious. I get it, but... You know, one kid.
Mm-hmm.
The misery I see on your face when you get out of the van every day, even though you say you love it so much.
I didn't say I loved it that much.
Oh, okay.
I've gotten used to it and have come to enjoy driving the car.
Shout out to all you families out there with the minivans.
Yeah. Other people would say they were against it too, and then when you start driving it and using it, it's not bad.
So you have a minivan. Does that mean you have cats, too?
No, I can't. No. Can't do cats.
Decisions. Minivans.
No. Dogs. We have dogs.
Oh, man.
Not a cat person.
We kind of teased it a little bit at the beginning that we are covering car break-ins, and we're obviously going to take ourselves a little less serious this week. This episode's only going to be about 20 minutes tops and give you some statistics and some of the other things going on in Huntersville. We'll give you some tips on how to prevent your car from being broken into and becoming a victim.
Yeah, because we've seen that a lot lately. It's been picking up a little bit. The trends haven't really changed.
Changed.
This morning.
The trends haven't really changed.
They haven't really changed that much over the last few years. We see this a lot.
Especially once school gets back in. You know, over the summer, they tend to trend upwards.
Yeah.
And then school goes back, they start to go back down, but
there's no school.
They're not at school right now during the day, and they're at home.
Not to say it's always kids, but we do tend to see that uptick during the summer when there's not as much to do.
Let's talk about stats first. We had Sergeant John Allen again. Saved us with the stats, and he provided us the total amount of larceny from autos. You may even hear us say LFAs at some point, but he provided us all the stats over the last 3 years for larceny from autos, including how many are locked, how many are unlocked, and the worst part of all of this, how many guns have been stolen because people have left them in their cars and left them in unlocked cars.
Yeah.
So what do some of those things look like?
All right. So we're looking at the last 3 years, 2018 to present. We're looking at the last, 5 months? So from March to about August. In 2018, we had roughly 88 cars that were broken into, and it was almost 50-50, locked and unlocked.
So we see that at times, the locked unlocked thing. Where are we seeing a predominant amount of the locked cars being broken into?
A lot of the locked cars are going to happen in hotel parking lots, or these are your smash and grabs, you know, in parking lots or public parking lots when you're at the store and you leave something that's valuable inside the car, or these people are just looking to, you know, get into a bunch of cars really quick because it makes a lot of noise.
It does.
These people are not looking to, if they want to get a lot of stuff and go through a lot of cars, they're going to go through and check door handles at neighborhoods, typically at night, to see who leaves their car doors open. And unfortunately, we have that happen a lot.
Under the guise of that it's dark and they can hide behind bushes if they see a police car coming.
And they're quiet.
Mm-hmm.
They're not smashing things. They're window shopping.
They are window shopping. You could look at your car as just a big window shop. And so maybe get in the habit of, when you're getting out of the car at night, just take a glance back and see if there's anything laying out that's valuable. Believe it or not, people leave their phones or their iPads or
keys,
keys, just laying on seats in their cars. And obviously that is one major thing that you can do to protect yourself from being a victim of a car break-in is get those valuables out, take those keys out,
and
lock
these
your
numbers,
car door.
These numbers aren't necessarily correct, because a lot of times people who have their unlocked cars rummage through and don't have anything stolen, they won't call in to report it.
Right.
So that number could actually be higher
than
that 50-50 that I said for 2018. And 2019, 2020, it's not that much different. There is a little bit more of the unlocked cars getting broken into. It's in the 60 percentile, but it's still roughly the same. And we're seeing an uptick here recently in the last few weeks of cars that are getting broken into.
So 60% of these things are completely preventable.
Yep.
Just lock your door, get your stuff out of plain sight, so people aren't tempted by it. And I think the most disturbing thing, again, I said couple minutes ago, is the amount of guns that are being left in cars and the cars being left unsecure
unlocked.
Yeah, I don't, I'm a gun owner, a responsible gun owner. I would never leave a firearm inside of a car overnight,
even a locked car
inside a car overnight, because that contributes. These guns end up in criminals' hands, and then they're used during criminal activity.
Yep.
And so get those out of there. I mean, over the last 3 years, we've had 21 guns stolen out of vehicles, locked or unlocked. 21 pistols that have left the responsible gun owner's hands are now in the hands of somebody else that's going to commit crimes with those things. We are not Little Huntersville anymore.
No.
We are not the sleepy little town where stuff like this doesn't happen.
No, it happens.
This comes with growth, and we've had the growth. And so lock up your stuff, please.
Yeah. What we tell people as far as firearms go is, if you're not in the vehicle, your firearm should not be in the vehicle.
Right.
So,
can I get in trouble if I leave my gun in the car and it gets stolen?
No.
No. That's the crazy part in all this is, you know, if there is actually not any kind of statute really. Now, if the weapon is used in the commission of a crime, there might be other things that you could be held responsible for if it's stolen from you. But you know, get those guns out of there. And
yeah, secure them in your home or carry them with you. Don't leave them in your car.
You know, they certainly aren't doing you any good in your car locked
up
there anyhow, if that's reason you have the gun is to defend yourself. It's not defending itself laying still in the car. The keys, the spare keys being left in the car. In the last couple of weeks, we've actually had a few cars stolen in Huntersville.
Yeah.
Where people have left the extra
keys
to the car
in the car
in the car that was stolen and unlocked.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, we've had a lot more than I've seen in a while of cars stolen here.
I want to not make fun, but I don't, you know, I don't understand the concept of leaving keys in a car and leaving it unlocked. Just, again, it's 100% preventable. There's three cars that were stolen, and they're not taking them to go to, like, look at the fall leaves. They are not taking the cars to go to the drive-in movie.
They're going to use those to commit other crimes because now that car doesn't come back to them.
Right. So. Guess who it comes back to?
You.
Yeah. And then it's just a whole slew of stuff that we have to go through in order to clear a person's name and all of that.
And
so.
You're out of car.
And you're out of a car.
I don't know how insurance covers that either.
A personal story. My brother actually had his car stolen. He lives in downtown Charlotte, uptown Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
He lives down there, and he and his wife were unloading groceries at their townhome and apparently dropped his key outside while they were trying to unload groceries. Mm-hmm. Didn't even realize it. Had no idea that they dropped their key outside. Went to bed, didn't think anything of it, locked the car with another set of keys that their set was missing. Get up the next morning, their car is gone. Mm-hmm. No broken glass. But they also can't find this extra key. So, the bottom line is they figured out that they had dropped it when they were loading and unloading groceries. So their car turns up about a week later. It had been crashed at least twice. It had been hit with something. And then whoever took it had been smoking the stuff.
The stuff. It's okay. You can say it.
They were smoking weed in my brother's car. And guess what? He got the car back, and the insurance said, we'll fix the repairs and we'll do whatever, but the car's back. It's your car. Oof. We're going to do what we can and get it back. So imagine that. Mm. Imagine getting your car stolen. You've left the keys in it. He didn't, but you've left the keys in it. Your car gets stolen. We recover it, or some other police department recovers it.
And it's been destroyed,
and it's back to your car again.
Yeah.
Take your keys out of that thing.
Yeah.
If only they had realized that they hadn't dropped those keys.
And we're not really seeing a particular time where these things are happening more. It's kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. And as far as day of the week too, it goes, I don't know what, back in 2019, what was going on Tuesdays. But apparently Tuesday was the day.
Yeah, we have a crime statistician that actually gives us crime stats. We have access to all these crime stats, so we can try to do a little bit more predictive policing and try to figure out if there's a trend to this. And this is one of the most difficult ones to pinpoint, is that we can say, hey, on this particular day of the week, we had these happen, but the ones are happening overnight and unlocked. We just don't have any good grasp of that. Like Odette was saying, if you look at 2019 for us, Monday 12 cars are broken into, Tuesday 20 cars, Wednesday 15 cars, so they're all over the place. By far the slowest night of all of them are Thursdays.
It's weird, like, because I thought Thursday was the Friday.
Yeah, it's like pre-Friday.
Yeah,
I don't know
what's going on.
So Thursdays were definitely our slowest day.
And trying to predict a lot of these, or where we think they're going to happen. With these ones that are happening overnight, where they're looking in unlocked vehicles, even if we do these extra patrols, if they drive through the neighborhood and see us there, they're going to move on to another neighborhood. So it's kind of hard for us, everybody. We get a lot of questions, hey, why don't we have extra patrols in these neighborhoods? Well, we patrol through the neighborhoods, but these guys, go out and check out these neighborhoods before they get out of their cars and start getting into things.
You see it on some of these videos and stuff that we get from victims. They'll give us videos of their Ring doorbell, and you'll see a car drive by, and then you see that they're able to duck behind a bush or whatever and use the cover of night to do that. And we will typically, reach out to try to canvas areas and get car doorbell video from neighbors and you try to piece that stuff together, but we know, at night video footage is still not super clear, so it just kind of helps us put it there. And
But if you guys hear things at night, don't be afraid to call us either, because we, I think it was maybe about a month or so ago, we were actually able to apprehend quite a few people that were breaking into cars.
Was it five or six juveniles? Seven juveniles.
Seven of them.
Somebody was in lives in Northstone. Yeah. Actually, their dog was barking or something was going on. Looked out, saw somebody in their car. They called us, and we were able to respond and apprehended seven juveniles that had been breaking into cars all night and recovered all kinds of property. And
we've had that happen a few times where people hear, you know, if you hear your dog barking in the middle of the night, it may be something.
I mean, it's two things. Know. Either the dog hears somebody outside or the dog needs to go out. Either way, you have to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Is there anything that'll get you quick out of bed quicker than hearing your dog start, like, hacking too in the middle of the night?
Oh, no.
It's like it'll, you start hearing the...
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, I got to get the dog outside.
Get outside.
So either way, the dog's going to bark. Yeah. There's either somebody in your stuff or your dog needs to go out. Either way, you're going to need to get out of bed.
If you see lights turn on outside, or, you know, sometimes even if you're sleeping, you can feel, I don't know, it's weird. You know,
like sense
you
it.
Yeah, a sense that the lights outside are on.
A sixth sense.
Sixth sense.
Speaking of outside, you know, making sure you leave all your lights on outside, your front porch lights, your driveway lights. And something I've done on my house is you'll look at your lights outside and see it'll say 60 watt max bulb or 40 watt max bulb. And that's not real bright.
That's not very bright at all.
No. So I leave those on and, you know, it's still not that bright. So what I did, I went and bought some LED bulbs because you can get like a 10 watt LED bulb, but it will shine like a 100 watt.
There you go.
Regular bulb. So now when I turn on the lights,
try some LED lights,
it attracts every single bug in Huntersville.
Yeah.
There's swarms sometimes when I look outside. Or we could use that as my my driveway as a runway because it's so bright.
So bright.
I think my neighbor even complained one time, said, is there any way you could tone those lights
down? Take it down a bit.
Can you take it down a notch? Did you have to put up stadium lighting? I don't want my stuff broken into. Because guess what? If your lights are on, they won't break into your cars because criminals don't like to be seen and detected.
Sometimes they do, but it's usually pretty quick. They're going over there and checking the door handles. But anything you can do helps.
Please.
And don't be afraid to call us. Don't send us a Facebook message.
Yeah, at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Because
whoever
our social media people are not going to see that at 2 in the morning. And they'll see it in the morning and say, call 911. And by then, it's too late.
Those
so,
social media people, they, they're killing it lately on the hashtag game. I wonder who that is.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out later.
Someday. So please, lock your doors. Don't give the criminals the opportunity to begin with.
Yeah.
So, traffic tip of the week.
Traffic tip of the
week.
I
need to come up with something for this.
A catchy phrase.
That or like some music where it'll echo or something and go, traffic, traffic, traffic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You still with us?
You're the techie guy. I can't do that stuff.
Traffic tip of the week.
Click it or ticket.
Yep. We're not necessarily in a time of click it or ticket right now, but... again, a completely preventable thing is getting in a crash and getting hurt because you're not wearing your seatbelt. And don't come at us with, you had a best friend that said that they would have died had they been wearing their seatbelt, because that is an old wives' tale.
Yeah.
Or an old husband's tale. I don't know. Just wear your seatbelt. Yeah, we actually, you want to tell us about this week and the reason why this came up?
Unfortunately, earlier this week, our officers responded to a rollover crash where the driver was ejected and unfortunately did not survive his injuries. Of course, he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Not to say that that's the only contributing factor, but that didn't help that he wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
That's the one thing you have complete control over.
Yep.
Is just reaching over and putting your seatbelt on. So please click it or ticket.
Those
make sure you're wearing
guys
your seatbelt.
Will get
you. Which ones?
They'll get you. The motor guys.
The motor guys.
The motor guys will get you.
Oh, man. The motor guys. We barely even mentioned them this episode, and I said that we were going to mention them every episode.
But we got them in there.
So next week, join us again where we are going to discuss traffic issues in town, and we will have a special guest. Yep. Who's that guest going to be?
It's going to be Nick Bruning. He's the sergeant over our traffic safety division.
And rides one of those motorcycles.
And he also rides one of those motorcycles. He'll be here, and we're going to talk about a lot of your more common questions that you have about parking or traffic issues in general in Huntersville. So we'll try and address a lot of those.
All right. So thank you for joining us this week on HPD HQ, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of HPD HQ. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's easy. Just type in Huntersville Police Department. If you have a comment or question for the HPD HQ podcast, email us, podcast@huntersville.org. That's podcast@huntersville.org. If you like this episode and think someone else would too, please share it and don't forget to hit the subscribe option. We are the Huntersville Police Department. And remember, making good choices makes for a better day.